Teenager!
Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya, bringing you another hour of quizzing fun, sponsored by Safari Kids, the amazing preschool and after-school program with locations all over the Bay Area, internationally, all over the world. SafariKidUSA.com. If you have a child in preschool or after-school care, you be sure to check out Safari Kid and their amazing learning program. Very, very tailored to customize it to your child's specific needs. The philosophy of Safari Kid is all about making learning fun, because that's the best way kids learn. Safari Quiz Show, our Facebook page is Safari Quiz Show. So if you haven't already liked us on Facebook, please do so. If you are not on Facebook, join Facebook so you can like us on Facebook. Our email is safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. I'll be giving out that email several times during the show, because as regular listeners know, we have 3 listener questions. We give out prizes, 3 prizes for the listeners in the show as well. So if you're interested in playing along with our kids here in the studio and trying out for a listener prize, keep listening. Also want to mention 2 things. First, the musical showcase. We would love to feature your child's musical piece on the show. They don't have to be professionals. They can be just beginners learning at any stage of their learning. The idea is that we tip our hat to them for trying something so difficult, because learning music is a lifelong endeavor. And this is our way of saying good job. And of course, it's a great opportunity for your child to be able to have their piece heard on the radio. It's really, let me tell you, the kids who've appeared on the show before, they've been so thrilled about having their piece on live radio. Since our show is a live show, 11 to 12 every Saturday, if your child wants to come and perform on the show during one of our breaks, they're most welcome to do so. We can't accommodate a piano, but short of that, pretty much any instrument is fine. Alright, so please write to us if you're interested in having your child's musical piece on the show. safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, mention musical showcase. We also are open to sponsorships for the show. Regular listeners know that we have a lot of loyal listeners, parents of young children. This is a great way to reach the community if you have a product that appeals to them. So if you want to sponsor some of the prizes on the show, please do write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, please mention sponsorship. All right, let's get started. Our kids were very good today. They came to the studio early, so they are just itching to get on to the show. They're a little nervous too, and I know what makes them less nervous: playing the show. So let's meet our first contestant, Ananya. Did I get that right? Yes. All right, welcome to the show, Ananya. So into the mic, really close. You can see how close I am, and tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name is Ananya, and my favorite subject is art, and I'm 9 years old.
All right, where do you go to school?
Kids Connection.
Where is that?
In Foster City.
In Foster City? Is it a special school?
It's a private school.
Kids Connection.
Yeah.
All right. What's special about it?
They teach you 1 year ahead.
Ooh, so we have a super smarty. I should have given you 5th grade questions, right?
But it's actually kind of not that different.
It's not that different?
They teach you more about history.
That's great. You know, history is one of the subjects that gets a lot of flack and gets neglected a lot. But you know the quote, right? Those who forget history are doomed to repeat it. So it's good to know history so though we don't keep making the same mistakes over and over again. So that's great. So you told me you like art. What is it? What kind of art?
I like to draw birds and nature.
No, that's nice. You do paint landscapes too?
I paint, to dry sketch and color.
Lovely. Do you do anything digitally?
What do you mean digital?
On the computer.
In computer class, yeah.
Oh, do you do art digitally too? Do you like paint on the computer and use?
No.
No. Hands-on painting?
Yeah.
Is it watercolor or acrylics?
In school sometimes I do acrylic, and in art class I do watercolor.
That's so much fun, huh? Yeah. That's wonderful. Well, welcome to the show, Ananya. It's so good to have you. I think have you called into the show before?
I never went in the raffle part.
Oh, that's just a matter of luck. So I'm glad you come here today, because everybody who participates today wins. So this is a good piece of advice for everybody who's listening to the show. If you're one of the callers who keeps calling but doesn't win, come and be part of the show. That's a guaranteed way of winning a prize. All right, let's meet our next contestant, Shelly.
Yeah.
All right, Shelly, so good to have you here. You're another very regular caller in, right?
Yeah.
That's great. So, Shelly, tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name is Shelly, and I'm 9 years old. My favorite hobbies are reading.
Reading? What are you reading these days?
Well, I like to read Diary of a Wimpy Kid, A to Z Mysteries, and Nancy Drew and the Clue Crew.
Oh, that's so much fun. I think all the girls are nodding here because everybody likes the same books, right?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So, Shelly, where do you go to school?
Fairlands Elementary School.
Fairlands Elementary School? Where is that?
It's in Pleasanton.
Wow, you've come all the way from Pleasanton today?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for traveling that much. Foster City, Pleasanton. These are kids who are coming from really far away. That's wonderful. So you get to hear the show there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, Michael, that's big reach for Radio Zindagi. So tell me, how is fourth grade going so far?
It's going good. We learned science and we're on the module 3.
Which is what?
It's like we're on multiplication and division.
Oh, in math?
Yeah.
Awesome. Wonderful. So good to have you here, Shelly. It's always a pleasure to put a face to the names because we have so many kids who listen to us regularly and call in regularly. So it's really nice to have you in the studio. Our next contestant is a returning contestant. She's been telling the kids how much fun she has on the show. Welcome back to the show, Shreya. Shreya. All right. So Shreya, tell me a little bit about yourself again.
Well, my name is Shreya, and I go to Stanton Elementary School in Castor Valley. I'm in fourth grade and 8 years old, and my favorite hobbies are reading, playing sports, and I also like to write stories.
What sports do you play?
I play soccer.
Nice. Are you on what's your team name?
Well, I used to play soccer in Mountain House, and then I had to move here. But my team's name there was Volcanoes.
Oh, so you recently moved?
Yeah, just last year.
Last year? And so, how is Castro Valley?
It's pretty good.
Do you make friends?
A lot.
Good people? Good kids?
Yeah.
Awesome. Wonderful. And you say you write stories. What kind of stories?
Well, I write like fiction or realistic fiction.
Realistic fiction?
Yeah.
So, are your character? Do you have mostly girls who are the heroines of the story, or do you have boys too sometimes?
Well, girls mostly.
Girls mostly, because you've got to write what you know, right? That's the first maxim of a writer: write what you know. That's cool. I would love to hear you read a story sometime. Do send me one, okay? I'd love to read it. I'm a professional editor and writer, and I would love to read your story. Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so those are our 3 4th grade contestants for today. The topics, let's quickly test our buzzers and then we can get started. First, let's have Ananya. Go for it. Shelly. Shreya. Awesome. All right. Our first category today is words that begin with C and end with R. Now, I have a feeling that this is going to go zip, 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 zip. Our first question is, when you go on vacation and stay in a tent, you are a... Go ahead.
Camper,
that's right. Here, let me put this machine right here so everybody can see which one it is. That was Ananya, 10 points. Good job. Question number 2. The hole left on top of a mountain by a volcano.
Crater,
excellent. 10 points. Question number 3. A red metal.
Copper,
good job. Question number 4. Red or green or blue, for example. Red or green or blue, for example.
Color.
That's correct. Question number 5. Another word for smart.
Clever.
Excellent. Question number 6. When the temperature drops by a few degrees, it gets?
Colder.
Colder is perfect. Question number 7. Kind of orange cheese.
Cheddar.
Wow, Ananya, zipping through it. And I always notice that the most nervous ones are the ones who do the best. Excellent. Question number 8. Someone who breaks the rules is a?
Cheater.
Question number 9. She's just faster, girls. You just have to speed up. Big white vegetable.
Cauliflower.
Cauliflower. She's just really fast. Question number 10. Where you can find January, February, March, etc.
Calendar.
Calendar. Good job. All right, I told you this one would just zip through. And now it's time for our listener questions. So girls, shush in the studio. Let's give out our calling number, 510-270-8830. 510-270-8830. And our question is still in the category, words that begin with C and end with R. Creamy soup made with clams or corn. Creamy soup made with clams or corn. Yes, you have to zip it in the studio. I know you know the answer. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nikita, and I think the answer is chowder.
Thank you, Nikita. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, my name is Anshu, and the answer is chowder.
What's the answer? I did not get that answer.
It said chowder.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hello?
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Ayman, and the answer is chowder.
Thank you, Ayman. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Chris, and the answer is chowder.
Yes, go ahead. What's the answer? Turn the radio down and talk to me
Hi,
again.
Hi, my name is Chris, and the answer is chowder.
Thank you, Chris. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is chowder.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is chowder.
Thank you, Ashna. Michael, is it okay if you turn the switchboard towards me so I can see? Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Mahi, and I think the answer is chowder.
Thank you, Mahi. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, my name is Summer, and I think the answer is chowder.
What's your name again?
Summer.
How do you spell it?
S-A-B-A-R.
Summer, what a lovely name. Welcome to the show. It means patience. I think maybe only one line is working today. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Vijay, and the answer is chowder.
Thank you, Vijay. I think we have a problem with the switchboard today. Only one call is coming in. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is chowder.
Thank you, Tanisha. Tanisha was the last caller for the first question. This time when we go on break, Shreya will be picking the winner from all our correct answers. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll see the points in the studio as well as who won our first listener question. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jeja, Sawal Kiyeja. Jeja,
Sawal Kiyeja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Ananya, Shelly, and Shreya. And we just finished a super fast, lightning fast category that was words that begin with C and end with R. Our listener question in that category was creamy soup made with clams or corn. The answer was indeed chowder, not cowder, but we have accepted all the answers because I know that's what you meant to say. And from all the correct answers, it was Shreya's turn to pick a winner. Shreya, who was the winner of our first listener question?
The winner was Ayman.
Ayman! Woohoo! All right. Repeated calling pays off, and sometimes it's just luck, as Ananya tells me that she has called several times but never won. And she has done the smart thing by coming over here and being part of the show live because she knows that everybody who comes to the show wins a prize. All right, let's take a look at scores in the studio. Ananya, how many points do you have?
80.
And Shreya has?
20.
And Shelly still has to open her account, but that's because she was beaten to the buzzer by her very, very quick friends here in the studio. Our next category is musical instruments. We'll make sure the buzzers are working. Everybody's buzzers are working before we begin. Ananya, can you press your buzzer? Shelly and Shreya. All right. Are you guys ready? Musical instruments. sometimes this one you may not want to jump the gun because the clues are long. So, but if you think you absolutely know the answer, try anyway. It doesn't matter. First one. Four-stringed instrument played with a bow. Or
violin.
Violin is right. 10 points. Good job. Question number two. String musical instrument with 6 strings. Pluck.
Guitar.
Guitar. Good job. That starts Shirley's account. Good job. Question number three. A gourd or gourd-shaped rattle filled with seeds or pebbles. -5 for Ananya. And question, I'm going to actually, this question, since I didn't finish, I'm going to finish the question and then both of you can buzz. It's not passing. Alright, so hold on to your buzzers. A gourd or gourd-shaped rattle filled with seeds or pebbles and used often in a pair as a rhythm instrument.
Maracas.
Maracas. Excellent. 10 points to her. Good job. Question number 4. Musical instrument in which felt-covered hammers operated from a keyboard strike metal strings.
Piano.
Piano. Wonderful. Good job, Shelley. Question number 5. Woodwind instrument in the form of a cylindrical tube with a single reed attached to its mouthpiece, often played in band. Like a long, slim instrument with a sound piece at the end with a single reed attached to its mouthpiece. Single reed. That single reed is important. Has band started for you guys? Anybody of you, any of you in band?
No, only fifth graders for us.
Fifth graders for you, okay. Woodwind instrument in the form of a... Any guesses? You can guess.
What's the color?
Usually silver or gold.
Flute.
No, that is not correct. -5. Question passes to Ananya. To Shelley.
Pass.
Shia?
Pass.
It's a clarinet.
Oh, no!
Yes. Okay, next one. Musical toy consisting of a tube that's open at both ends, which produces a buzzing sound when the performer hums into one end.
Trumpet.
No, that is not correct. -5. Question passes to Shia.
Pass.
Musical Ananya. Musical toy consisting of a tube open at both ends and produces a buzzing sound. No, kazoo. It's a toy.
Oh, yeah,
a kazoo.
Yeah,
which produces a buzzing sound when the performer hums into one end. Alright. Question number 7. Instrument consisting of a tube commonly curved once or twice around itself and having a cup-shaped mouthpiece at one end and a flaring bell at the other, and also a sound that an elephant makes.
Trumpet.
Trumpet. That's correct. Elephant's trumpet, of course. 10 points. Question number 8. A small guitar-like musical instrument associated chiefly with Hawaiian music.
Ukulele.
Ukulele. 10 points. Good job. Question number 9. An end-blown flute, that means a flute which you blow from the end, having a mouthpiece, 8 finger holes, and a soft, mellow tone. So it's not a flute, but it looks like a flute. But it's not a flute because a flute is played like this. This instrument is played like this.
Oboe?
No, that is not correct. -5. Shelley?
Clarinet?
I already asked clarinet. -5. I won't give the same instrument for 2 clues. Shia?
Pass.
It's a recorder.
Recorder. Yeah.
All right, last question in this category. Musical instrument consisting of a series of wooden bars, usually sounded by striking with small wooden hammers.
Xylophone.
Xylophone is right. 10 points. Good job. All right, time for our listener question. 510-270-8830. 510-270-8830. Michael, can you turn it so that I can see it? Can you just shift it so that I can see the... No, your hand covers it, so it needs to be sideways. No, the other sideways. Perfect. All right. Oh, somebody's already called. Let's hear what they have to say. Hi, you're on the air. All right. Here's our listener question. also called a mouth organ, a musical wind instrument consisting of a small rectangular case in which the player places the mouth and exhales and inhales to produce the tones. Also called a mouth organ. Hi, you're on the air. A musical wind instrument consisting of a... Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika. I think the answer is harmonica.
Thank you, Rishika. Please be patient with us on the phones today. We have, I think, one line that's working. Hi, you're on the air. You're on the air. Go ahead.
One second.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is a harmonica.
Thank you, Pooja. Today we're getting the phone as in series. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is harmonica.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayman, and the answer is a harmonica.
Thank you, Ayman. Michael, can you cut the feed for the girls, Mike? All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
My name is Anshu and the answer is harmonica.
Thank you, Anshu. Hi, you're on the air.
Place a call in this area.
Hi, my name is Asna and the answer is harmonica.
Thank you, Asna. Some issue with the phones today, but we're patient. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sabar, and I think the answer is harmonica.
Thank you, Sabar. That has to be one of the most creative names I've heard, Sabar. There is a... Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Raghav, and the answer is harmonica.
Thank you, Raghav. Do you know the Hindi saying, Sabar ka phal meetha hota hai, Michael? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Jake and the answer is harmonica.
Thank you, Jake. And we have time for one last call before we move on to our third round. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Mahi and I think the answer is harmonica.
Thank you, Mahi. Mahi was our last caller for second listener question. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it'll be Shelley's turn to pick the winner from all our correct listener answers. And we'll move on to our next round and we'll see how the girls are doing in the studio. You're listening to The Safari.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jeeja.
Sawal kiyeja.
Welcome back to The Safari Quiz Show with your host Vidya here with Ananya, Shelley and Shriya. In the studio, they're all fourth graders and they've just finished their second category, musical instruments, which they did really well in. We have a much more balanced score right now. But before we check that, let's take a look at our second listener question. This is a mouth organ. Everybody answered right. It is indeed the harmonica. From all the correct answers, it was Shelley's turn to pick a winner. Shelley, who is the winner of our second listener question?
Jessica.
Into the mic.
Jessica.
Her mic is on? I don't hear her at all.
Yeah.
Again?
Jessica.
I think may have got disconnected there or something. All right.
Rishika.
Again. There you go. Rishika, congratulations. I forgot to tell Ayman what to do, but he knows. Rishika, I think you do too. Send us an email to safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, Ayman, you should mention question number 1, December 19, 2015. Rishika, put in question number 2, December 19, 2015. And in the body of the email, the question you answered, the answer, your name and contact information. Michael, why am I getting the sound of a phone in my earphones? A ringing phone?
I don't
hear it. That is so strange. All right, let's take a look at our scores in the studio. Yeah, it is. Can the girls hear it too?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah, it's so strange.
I can hear it from here.
It's gone now. Oh. Wonderful. All right. So let's take a look at scores in the studio. Ananya, how many points do you have?
75.
75. What about you, Shelley?
30.
And what about you, Shia?
40.
All right. Much, much closer score now. And we're moving on to our last category for today, which is biology. Biology. Are you girls ready? Let's test your buzzers. Ananya? Shelly? Shia. All right. Shia, can you move your water bottle just a little bit so Ananya can see her, see the buzzer. So she needs to be able to see it. All right, cool. You guys ready? First question in our category, fourth grade biology. Well, not fourth grade, but biology. An animal who feeds on dead animals is called a?
Decomposer.
Not really. Minus five. That is not the correct answer. Question passes to Shelley.
Can you repeat the question?
An animal who feeds on dead animals is called a?
Pass.
Shia, you want to try?
Pass.
You want to try again?
Carnivore.
No, that's not correct either. The answer I was looking for is scavenger.
What?
A scavenger. A scavenger is an animal that feeds on dead animals and that it helps clean the ecosystems. Like hyenas are supposed to be scavengers, right? Vultures. Vultures are scavengers. Yeah. Question number two. What do you call an animal that eats only plants?
It's nice. It's a herbivore.
Herbivore. 10 points. Good job. Just made it pipped to the post. Good job. Question number three. Which part of a plant absorbs water from the soil?
Roots.
Roots is right. Question number four. What's the name given to the movement of animals from one place to another during a change of seasons?
Migration.
That's acceptable. 10 points. Question number five. What gas do plants take in?
Carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide is right. Very good. That is Ananya again. Question number six. What kind of creatures are mushrooms?
Decomposers?
No, that is not correct. Wow, she really wanted to give me that answer. Minus five. Question passes to Shelley. What kind of creatures are mushrooms?
Bacteria?
They are not, but close. Minus five. Question passes to Shreya.
Pass.
You know the answer, but I can't give you points, but you're welcome to answer it.
No.
Ananya. No minus points either. You want to try?
I don't think so. I think
they are fungi.
Oh, yeah.
Fungi. Yes. Question number seven. What is the name given to the collective set of bones forming the framework of the human body?
Skeleton.
Skeleton. 10 points. Good job. All right. Question number eight. What is the description given to a species that doesn't exist anymore?
Extinct.
Very good. I'll accept it. 10 points. She just got it in time. You have 5 seconds to think. All right. Question number nine. Where do plants get their energy from?
Sunlight
is right. 10 points. Good. Question number 10. Changing or having an appearance that blends with the environment is called?
Camouflage
is right. We did that before. All right. So that brings us to the end of our show for today. Girls, zip it. We'll announce the points and winners after the break. But first, it's time for our listener question. Here's our listener question in the same category, biology. What is the name given to the study of plants? What is the name given to the study of plants? Hi, you're on the air. Hang on. Girls, mic needs to be off. And absolutely. All right. 510-270-8830. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Anshu and the answer is biology. Yes.
Thank you, Anshu. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Ayman and the answer is botany.
Thank you, Ayman. Hi, you're on the air. Oof. Phones are really slow today. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sabar and the answer is biology.
Thank you, Sabar. So, shall we accept biology or botany? Alright. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Asma.
Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Asma and the answer is botany.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha and the answer is botany.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Siddharth and the answer is botany.
Thank you, Siddharth. Hi, you're on. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika. I think the answer is botany.
Thank you, Rishika. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Chris, and the answer is botulist.
Thank you, Chris. I'm not entirely sure what that answer was. We have room for two more questions. 510-270-8830. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, one second.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is botany.
Pooja, don't make your mom call. You call. I know you can do it. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Nidhi and I think the answer is botany.
What's your name again?
Nidhi,
welcome to the show. And Nidhi is the last caller for this question. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, it'll be Ananya's turn to pick a winner. And we'll also see who won our show in the studio today. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja.
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show with your host Vidya, here with Ananya, Shirley and Shriya in the studio. For some reason, I'm having a real tongue twister time with these names today, but it was such a pleasure having them in the studio. But before we find out their points, let's take a look at our listener question, our last listener question in the biology category. My question was, what is the name given to the study of plants? The acceptable answer is botany. Biology is the study of all life. Zoology is the study of animals. Botany is the study of plants. So for all the people, from all the people who gave the correct answer, it was Ananya's turn to pick a winner. Ananya, who is the winner of our third listener question?
Sabar.
Okay. Beginner's luck. Congratulations. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. I want to mention one more time, because you're a new caller, that I expect the answers in by end of day today. And in the subject line of the email, put in question number 3, December 19, 2015. And in the body of the email, the question, answer, and your contact information. Sabar, it was a pleasure to have you listening to our show today. Let's take a look at our points in the studio. Ananya, how many points do you have?
115.
She did really well in this round. What about you, Shreya? Shelley?
45.
I'm telling you. 45, excellent. And what about you, Shreya?
50
points, awesome. Everybody did really well. Let's give a big round of applause to Ananya and all our other participants. As I said before, everybody who participates in the studio wins the prize. And that brings us to the end of our show for today. Can we all say Merry, Merry Christmas in the count of three to all our listeners? 1, 2, 3.
Merry, Merry Christmas!
That's it for our show today. The show is produced by Michael and Ms. Deepa. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
जब मुझ पे उठा सवाल छोड़ गया तू कहाँ like a bird.